Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
No, because I saw the press conference and bruv, you got some different E-man power room.
Bruv, let me tell you something. Bruv, little man grabbed me at the public workout, bruv. I couldn't believe how strong he was. I said to them, man, there, bruv, this man must mind, you know, because I was swinging him. Bruv, but you got phenomenal strength. Like, where did you get this strength from? What do you know about your opponent? You know, because, bruv, you two have to be some of the best shaped brothers that little men I've seen. Show the thing, little man. Show the thing.
All right, little man, why are you winning this? Why are you winning this fight, big man? Why are you going to win the fight?
Not wicked and bad in the real life.
Yeah. What makes you wicked and bad? Tell the people. What makes you wicked and bad?
Yeah. Like lions. You know what I mean?
Cover rah, lions in the
lions.
Hard work picks up.
Ladies and gentlemen, we done it again. We got the hottest man on road right now, the one, the only, bruv, we call him Little Man, but he's big. Listen,
he's big like McDonald's.
Ladies
big
and like gentlemen, to the fight is right. We welcome Little Man.
Hey.
Come on, bruv. Spence, start the questions,
bruv. I'll see you from a little while now, you know, and like, to see how it's a meteoric rise, you know?
Yes.
And I want man to realize this. We heard your story. Yeah. Whatever happened in the past. But you know what? We're not prisoners of our past. We're pioneers of our future. You're proving that, bruv. Press the button.
Come on. So little man, bruv, tell us how the story goes. Because, you know, the Fighters Right listeners, they're going to know a little bit about you. Let me just start, say categorically, anybody come with anything negative in this thing here is getting blocked. Because it's like I say, don't try to hold man on their past. What is a person doing now, the present? And if it's positive, we have to support that. And I have to say that I'm very, very proud of you. I'm proud of your management, Bouncer. You man are doing a thing. And I'm glad that we bust you in the boxing thing. Yeah, I see Conor Ben got them man there trying to pirate up our thing, but it's all love. But Little Man, you are a definite role model for people to show them that, you know, it don't matter about your past. It's about your present and being positive and moving forward. But bruv, tell us everything, man. We want to go from, tell us about where you started, how it started, how you met up with Bouncer, everything. We want to know.
Bouncer, we stones even from the ends, Bouncer.
Yeah, come on.
Big up, Bouncer.
No. Anyway, don't worry about that. Go, you little man. Tell us, what's going on?
No, man, it's there, man. It's chilling. Obviously, I was in jail. I got 4 years through two. Obviously, boom. I started acting like a clown in jail. It was mad.
Some of the things I've seen.
There's bare people in this making me feel awkward, isn't it?
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
This video's in jail. And obviously, I bought my bridging. He's no Bouncer. And obviously, he rang Bouncer and said, yo, you come up, you want to manage? And I said, yeah. And obviously, me and Bounce started talking, started visiting me, and I started doing more videos. Then, collapse. The thing went clear, innit?
Yeah, because, bruv, trust me, my son, and all.
The thing is, yeah, every time I start make new video about to try to put it up on Instagram, security comes to me, I get blocked off. Like, I have to ring and say, you're bad, man. Stop putting videos up on Instagram for going down the block, bruv.
Come on. Bruv, but you really have become a sensation, especially with the young ones, because even my son, when I told him that you was coming down to the gym when Anthony Yard was doing his, he's like, what? Little man's coming? Like, bruv, it's like you're famous on the road, especially with the young ones. How does that make you feel?
Yeah, bless them, man. Yeah, it's good, man. But you know what it is? You know, because, I don't know. I didn't know the engagement from the kids. It would be like that, but it's mad, though, because I know the kids rate my thing and they love man in it. But you know, because I've got a foul mouth on them. It's like, I don't know. I can't control myself. You know, in my head, I'm 100 miles an hour. I swear a lot, innit? But I don't mean no to offend no child, you know what I'm saying? Because I swear a lot. It's just me as an adult, innit? I'm just that guy, like, yeah, bastard, bumbleclot, rust, like, you get all them things there. But you get me, but yeah, man.
Well, I think that shows that it ain't what comes out of a man's mouth, it's what's in a man's heart.
For real.
And it's quite evident to me, Spencer, and a lot of people that you got a good heart. And like everybody, we all make mistakes. You understand? But, bruv, mistakes are there to be rewritten and you start again. And you're certainly doing this. Spence?
Yeah, listen. Also, like, you see, for this boxing thing, like, how long have you, like, been in debt to this boxing? Because I see your little moves, what you've been doing, you know? Like, you know the game still.
But 5 weeks. 5 weeks I've been training.
5 weeks, that's it?
Wow.
What, yeah. That's all the boxing training that you've done?
I'm a road man, a road fighter. I'm getting a shit one. You know, half a brick. You get me, in the ring.
No, because I saw the press conference, and bruv, you got some different E-man power room.
Bruv, let me tell you something. Little man grabbed me at the public workout, bruv. I couldn't believe how strong he was. I said to them, man, there, bruv, this man must mind, you know, because I was swinging him. Bruv, but you got phenomenal strength. Like, where did you get this strength from? Where do you, you know, was it a thing like in jail? You know, was you always this strong?
When I was 13, 2008, 2007, and I went jail. Then obviously, I've just been training in and out of jail. Obviously, I've been in and out of jail all my life, innit, till now. So the 2019 March without out of prison. This is the longest I've stayed out of prison, you know what I mean? But when I'm in jail, I train all the time, innit?
Definitely, because so, your opponent.
I've been on steroids from young, innit? So.
Say that again.
You've been on steroids from young.
You've been on steroids from young.
Nah, bro. I heard that you're drinking that purple herb from Black Panther. That's what you're on, bro.
They get me. Yeah, man bench 120 on the chest. One rep, 40 kg dumbbells on shoulders.
Wow.
Nothing.
Wow. So, bruv, this guy that you're fighting this Saturday, because that's what we're here to do. We're here to promote your upcoming bout, which is on pay-per-view. Even that in itself is quite remarkable that you've managed to, you know, get the platform to show your fight on pay-per-view. And I'm really expecting, I think you're going to get a lot of buys, you know, at $4.99. But what do you know about your opponent? You know, because, bruv, you two have to be some of the best shaped brothers that little men that I've seen. Man,
you can't compare him with me, no way.
Come on. Show the thing, little man. Show the thing.
All right, little man, why are you winning this? Why are you winning this fight, big man? Why are you going to win the fight?
I'm wicked and bad in the role. Like,
yeah. What makes you wicked and bad? Tell the people. What makes you wicked and bad?
Yeah, like lions. You know what I mean?
Cover lions in the
lions.
Hard work picked up. But it all set my head strong, innit? Like, man, it's brushing.
So tell me, like, other than the street fights, have you had any form of competition? Like, because I think I read somewhere that your opponent has done Thai boxing or something before.
Is that for two or three fights? That's it. I don't know. He got knocked out by some Mexico sharp man, but I don't know about.
So you're not worried? You don't.
I'm a different breed to all these, like, you get me?
So you're not worried. You feel that you've trained. I mean, your street smarts, you believe, is going to take you. How you feel you're going to win a fight? Points, knockout.
Maybe knockout, but obviously, you know what it is. It's my first fight. Anything can happen in a fight. You know what I mean? So I'm not going to talk their shit.
Very true.
But I can't. Very true. So we'll see what happens in it. But I don't say, yo, my head's strong. You ain't going to do that to me.
Yeah.
Get me.
So what's your pre-fight meal? What foods do you have, brother?
Chicken and rice, not mackerel and rice. We call it salmon.
Salmon.
Salmon. That sounds like some jail food to me, bro. that's the raw jail food, you know. Mackerel, bro. I know about these things.
Well, I said mackerel and rice and that pussy sauce, yeah? All right.
Come on, little man. Bro. But yeah, so right now, from my understanding, you're in a bubble and you got to stay in a bubble till Saturday night. Is that correct?
Yeah. I got quarantine because of the corona and everything there. But yeah, Saturday, I'm looking forward to it. You get me?
Definitely.
I'm having some fun, innit?
Have they been able to disclose where the fight is, or is that like a secret location?
Hold on, wait there.
We have to bring him man properly. You are the key. You know, like every door has got a key. The door can't open without the key. Bouncer is the key to this thing.
You know what? Yo, bouncer.
Management.
You see your chest?
Come
we on. Can't tell if it's big talk no more, because your boss the TV screen. Yeah, but big up. You know what? Any progression that I see, yeah, from man who come from where they come from to what they're doing, I salute you, my brother.
Bouncer, while you're here, it's good. And I mean, it's always good because, you know, sometimes people like to just stay behind the scenes and, you know, they really are an influential part of what's going on. But tell me briefly, how you met Little Man and what it's been like thus far, what the journey's been like. Because, brother, I see you guys, you look like you're having so much fun on this journey.
And that's the key.
So, yeah, I met Little Man from a friend who was in prison, and he's like, oh, I've got someone in here that you might be able to manage, that might be able to take you, take him further. He's so funny. So me and Little Man got close from there. I used to visit him in prison, make sure he was far, but I used to travel up there to make sure he was good and that money and canteen and that. And when he came out, he was in a hostel, and then he came down to London to live with me, and we just started building content. Because he's so naturally funny,
yes.
But it's like, we need to convert that into like a way of how he can make an income, like how he can change his life. That. So he just naturally, you get him on if you film him just then, he will make you laugh. And I feel like he loves fighting, he loves ramping, loves fighting. So I was like, why don't you just get into boxing? Why don't you get? And he's a quick learner.
Mm.
And then, during lockdown, before lockdown, there was like the KSI and Logan Paul fight, and
Dwarf Mamba,
and Little Man called out Dwarf Mamba, and it kind of went viral. It was in America, and that was from then. There was like a lot of other dwarfs that was calling out Little Man, and from then it was just like we had that idea in our heads that listen, like he was always complaining like there's no sport for him, that there's no sport for him to like box, and there's no division, do you know what I mean? It's very limited.
So yes,
we're just like, this, we're gonna do our own thing. We put it together. There was a few other doors called them out. I thought, let me try post it on the socials and see what the hype is about, and they loved it. And now he's been training hard. He's been in like a 5-6 week camp. He's been training some good brothers, and you know what I mean. He's been training out of Booth Boxing Gym with one of the Boxing H, and you've got the strength and conditioning coach that trains from another gym.
Excellent.
Then, and Yasser. So it was just very important that he's been training hard. He's with him. He picked up so quick. So even though he hasn't been fighting properly like for years,
yes,
you teach him one, he'll try it 2-3 times and he's got it. It's just registered in his head. So I know this is what he wants to take up. And I know he wants to take it serious. And listen, it's just I'm proud of him. I'm proud of him because he's like, when he started, it was like, I think it was like 54 kg. He had to cut down to 48. And now he's 48.4. So he just got like a few more pounds to lose. But
come on.
Yeah, man.
That's not
been disciplined. And yeah, it's very, everything's very new to him.
Well, let me tell you this.
David Tyson, isn't it?
Let me tell you something.
David Tyson.
A lot of people like to praise the fruit, but not the tree that bear the fruit. And that's not to say that, you know, it's not about little man, but you have been so instrumental in this guy's life and you deserve a lot of credit, brother. And, you know, as I said to you on the phone, I want you to continue to just keep rising. And little man is, brother, you see me, brother, I've been posting little man on my thing like he's one of my fighters. You understand? Because it's just a joy to me to see negative turn into positive. And that's what it's about. Nah, and that's what you two embody.
Nah, respect. You know, it's like a team thing. There's loads of people behind the scenes that putting in work. And this is my brother, do you know what I mean? Through low, through highs. He knows he's always got... He's, there's always a room in my house for him. Do you know what I mean? If he ever got into trouble. So now he's got a platform. And to like, just make sure he's set for life. And me, I've been in prison myself. I've done 10 years in prison. So it's just time to set a good example.
Come on, brother. This is the what I'm talking about, Spencer. This is what I'm talking about.
I can hear you, though, Tony.
Sorry. You hear me? I get excited, fam.
You know these Nigerian brothers. They get too hype, man.
This is motivation.
Calm down, son. But let it off.
Wait.
This is motivation.
Application, dedication, bruv, this is what it's about. So bruv, I'm very, very elated for the two of you. Little man, tell us where we can buy this fight, because I'm definitely supporting this cause here. How much it costs? Or maybe Little Man and Bouncer, tell us where the fans could tune into this big wicked and bad fight Saturday night.
Right, yeah, it's www.wickedandbad.co.uk.
Come on.
It's $4.99. You watch it on the site, so you can watch it on your smart TV, you can watch it on your phone, and yeah, man, that's kind of
so stuff. You just click on it. How do you pay for it, big man? Bouncer, how do you pay for it?
You can either go on to www.wickedandbad.co.uk,
yeah,
and then it will show you some steps for you to pay for it, and then a couple minutes later, once you purchase it, it will send you an email that you purchased it, and all you have to do is go back to the site and then put your password in, so you have to put your email, your password.
Okay, in, got that. Yeah. I'm tuning in. 100% I'm tuning in for this one.
100%.
You know what I mean? Because when Tundi come and said, listen, he said, you see that little man, you know? He said, the man, come to the gym. He said, the man dragged me. He said, bruv, I was going to strangle him. Bro. I said, I don't know what kind of obvious power this shoe's got, you know?
Hey, look at that, bruv. You definitely are strong. I feel sorry for this you area you're fighting. But where... sorry. Where is your opponent from? And, you know, what do you know about him, if anything?
He's Algerian and lives in France. And he's had two fights. He got knocked out of one of them, and that's it. But I don't watch him because I know in my head I'm a different breed to these.
So who got the opponent? Right. Who got the opponent?
He popped up on the gram.
So what he's done? So another opponent from Dutch opponent called out Little Man. We posted it, and then later on down the line, he didn't want to do the paperwork.
Okay.
Like both fighters had to do. And I think his family didn't want him to fight, and then now this the brother from France has come and he signed the contract, and they both agreed the terms, and it's just kicked off from there.
Come on,
they don't like each other. I have to tell them like this.
Bruv, I see them. I see Little Man giving the WWE strangle business. I see you giving the WWE strangle thing, early come out. I was like, yeah, bro. What, bro? Was that real or was that staged?
Nah, it was real, bro.
Real.
It was real. Watch his eyes.
I'm saying to Bouncer, what can I do? He's thinking I'm bagging. He's like, obviously not. We're not in the ring. So I was like, all right, cool. They could touch him, push him, and then he's like, all right, cool. Say no more. We're going to bag.
Come on, Little Man. Bro, this is exciting.
Nah,
and I think,
bro.
Listen, you've hyped it up. I must say, we thank you here on The Fighters Right, myself, Spencer Fearon. bruv, you've made it. You've made it. That's the way I see it. Both of you have made it. And Loti is...
couple weeks ago as well for your win, man.
Yes, sir.
Well, you get me, because that's what I big up, man. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, man. And you know, we're putting the same spirit on you, and I hope that, you know, you will come out victorious on Saturday night. People, get your tickets, buy your tickets, www.wickenhambat.co.uk, and sign up, $4.99, the best $4.99 you're ever going to spend.
Listen, you can't even get chicken and chips for that. You know what I mean? This is a bargain bucket, Rude Boy.
One boxing match and one bag of chips, man.
Come on. Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome to the Fight Is Right, Bouncer, the big man manager, and Little Man.
Yeah, man. Big up, brothers. Seriously, man. Keep on doing your thing. Right? I'm tuning in. Trust me. Anything positive, I'm on it. I love what you lot's doing. Peace, yeah?
What up? Nice, bro. Love. Sports Social Podcast Network.